This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Barbara Howard, in for Sasha Pfeiffer. A 17-year-old soccer player from Somerville is being held in western Massachusetts pending a dangerousness hearing on charges that he and two 16-year-olds sexually assaulted freshman players. All three are accused of forcing their way into a cabin during a school-sponsored sports camp in the Berkshires. Prosecutors say that Galileo Mondol watched as the other two teenagers raped one freshman with a broom and then took part in the attempted rape of two others. Somerville Mayor Joseph Curtatone says the city is now launching a formal review of what happened at that camp. Curtatone himself was at the camp as a football coach, one of 19 adult chaperones among 165 student-athletes.
The football team's been going away to their camps for 15 years, and in the last 5 years we brought in this particular location with us, we brought the boys' soccer team. Then 4 years ago, started the girls' soccer team to build up the participation. And I can tell you about all the supervision and steps we take and how we have had no reported incidents in that time period. But this thing, this horrific alleged incident really changes the game.
At this morning's arraignment, the prosecutor alleged that all three defendants pressured the victims while they were at the camp not to tell anybody, and then after they got home, they continued to put pressure on them to keep silent on Facebook. Oftentimes, out of fear and maybe shame, victims don't report these kinds of incidents. So it sounds like it took some courage for not just the child but the parents to come forward.
We need to show compassion, support, and love for the victims and praise their courage. And oftentimes, rape victims don't come forward. In fact, you know, recent stats from the Department of Justice indicate that 2 out of 3 do not report. They either don't recognize the act as a crime, they're worried that they won't be believed, they worry about retaliation both by the accused and the community, and they're humiliated or ashamed.
You know, these alleged victims, all three are freshmen. That means they haven't even started high school. School year starts, what, tomorrow?
School year, right. Teachers have come back today. Students begin school tomorrow.
Yeah, so this camp was among their first high school experiences. What have you heard about how they're doing? Have you met with them or their parents?
Well, immediately after the incident was reported to us, we met first within 24 hours with the entire soccer team members and their families. What has been truly inspirational is that these victims, they've been coming to practice. They've been consoling us. They've stated with their actions and with their words that this horrific act against us will not define us. And it's not. It will not define their spirit, their character. They've been steadfast against this really horrific experience. And that's been inspiring for us and has uplifted us.
You know, in the old days, culturally, that boys will be boys mentality seemed to rule. It seems like there might be a shift. School administrators at your school are handling things very openly, while before things tended to be sometimes handled internally, often swept under the rug. You did it by the book. You came out very vocally, made the point that this was not hazing. You yourself said this is not hazing. It is alleged rape. What has changed?
Well, when you have authority, you also have the responsibility to display moral authority. Recognizing publicly the seriousness of what has been alleged, apologizing, which I apologize, the superintendent does, because we hold that responsibility dear to us of caring for our children, whether they're in our school programs or out in the neighborhoods. And when something happens to them like this, I mean, it really shocks and hurts us and saddens us all, and we feel like we let them down.
What kind of training do kids in Somerville get on hazing prevention, sexual assault prevention? And is there anything specific to the sports teams? Is it explicit about pranks versus rape?
This alleged attack is not typical of what occurs with our students in the Somerville Public Schools. In fact, they have worked with us to build up a culture that is intolerant to it. We've educated and worked with our kids to educate ourselves about hazing and bullying and aggressiveness and sexual aggressiveness.
But is there a specific program that's implemented?
Concrete? Right, there are programs through the schools. There are education programs through the schools where we work proactively and progressively with our kids to contact us, to stand up for others if they witness bullying or see signs of bullying or hazing, any other type of aggressive behavior.
But do you talk specifically about rape versus pranks?
The kids are made aware of the difference of different types of aggressive behavior, pranks versus assault and aggressive behavior and sexually aggressive behavior, date raping, raping, and the like. And we're really proud of that. We work with our internally with our staffers and support service. We've worked with the district attorney's office long before they participate in any type of activity.
Have you had anyone reach out to you since this happened, saying this happened to me when I was a student, or are you doing anything to try to get people to come forward?
If you're a former student, yes, we want you to come forward if you've experienced anything or heard anything. If you're a current student, we're obliged to ask that question, obliged to ask ourselves not only what happened and what broke down and how we could have avoided such a horrific event, but to go back and make sure that we haven't missed anything along the way.
Somerville Mayor Joseph Curtatone, thank you for coming in, Mayor.
Thank you for having me.